Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
H.L. Mencken, the British writer of whom no one could accuse of being a theologian or a preacher, wrote, "The New Testament offers precise and elaborate specifications of the events preceding the inevitable end of the world, and a fair reading of them must lead any rational man to conclude that the events are now upon us." Shortly before his death, the Yale University historian and former president of the American Historical Society, Kenneth Scott Latteray, wrote this, "I believe that our Lord may return at any time and bring this present stage of history to an end. That may well come between now and the year 2000 AD. Latteray missed the date, but there's one thing for certain. The 20th century brought more changes faster than any century in all history. Go back to the year 1900. There were no radios, no automobiles, no television sets, no satellite dishes, no communication network spanning the world. Compare it with the world in which you are living today. The manner in which armed conflicts are now fought is such a contrast to the way it was done in World War II. My wife's uncle was aboard the USS Denver, which fought in the Battle of Leyte that preceded MacArthur's landing in the Philippines. But read the history, and you will learn that the Japanese fleet played cat-and-mouse games with the Americans who couldn't locate the enemy hiding in a fog bank only a few miles away. Contrast that with the electronic warfare fought today with lasers and missiles guided by television cameras, producing a scenario which looks something like it came from a movie a few years ago. Even going beyond the century to my lifetime, which began in 1937, we have seen 4 remarkable events which were necessary to set the stage for the return of Christ. Actually, these 4 events came together in one generation, which makes our day one of the most exciting periods of all history in which to be alive. And what are those 4 events, fulfilling prophecies that were given hundreds of years ago? I'll give them to you and then develop them as time allows. They are 1, the establishment of the modern state of Israel. 2, the rise of science and technology. 3, remarkable signs in the heavens and the earth. And 4, religious apostasy and the rise of a one-world philosophy which supersedes governments, religions, and ideologies. Now, let me put some meat on the skeleton which I just gave you. First, consider the birth of the modern state of Israel. Long ago, Isaiah wrote that God would set his hand and would gather the remnants of Israel from the 4 corners of the world and bring them into the land he had given to Abraham. You'll find those words in Isaiah 11:11. In my possession is an old book whose intrinsic value isn't very great. It cost only $2 when it was new in 1940. Written by Dr. Harry Rimmer, entitled Palestine, the Coming Storm Center, Harry Rimmer told how the Bible foretold the establishment of the modern state of Israel. He predicted the future with great accuracy, all based on what the Bible says. A skeptic who had owned that book before it fell into my hands didn't believe any of this, and in the flyleaf of the book had written comments as, "Monstrous reasoning, dogmatic, contradictory, silly reasoning." But 8 years later, what Rimmer predicted took place with 100% accuracy. On May 14, 1948, the modern state of Israel was established. Now it's history. Friend, I don't know about you, but there are times that I read the headlines of the paper with excitement because I have read the book and I know what it says. And the headlines only say, "Prophecy is fulfilled." You can go to our website and download this whole series or print it out or listen to it again. www.guidelines.org. You can send me an email too. It's all there at guidelines.org.